60,000 years ago, people started speaking.
5,000 years ago, people started to write. 600 years ago, people started to publish. 47 years ago, people started creating a network of computers.
It's fair to say that the two of us had the primary involvement in the creation of the Internet's design.
Sending a message first to this computer, which would then store it and forward it onto this computer, thereby acting as a relay.
We found out the computers could talk to one another.
And only 15 years ago, Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web, an open platform of standards where anyone can create a website. And in this open platform, growth was explosive.
The Internet is growing like an embryonic brain at a rate of 10% a month. Bill Cameron has this report on the growing phenomenon of Internet.
This summer, all the bulletin board software makers have announced products that will allow these little bulletin boards to become Internet service providers.
It's all pure, clear, free, unregulated communication.
All the information you ever have encountered in your life would be linked together in this system across countries, across continents.
No middlemen. You produce it, you distribute it.
Welcome to the revolution.
I'm worried that this will end in the USA.
Every day as more and more citizens learn about the issue of net neutrality, they realize that the Internet, as they know it, is very much at risk.
The notion of a level playing field, or what's called network neutrality, is under siege by powerful industries trying to tilt the field to their advantage.
Wait, what? The Internet is at stake? How could something so firmly planted in reality disappear? Well, let's take a step back.
The technology to build newspapers could facilitate the construction of a press for about $10,000 in current dollars. So in the early days, there was a pamphleteers who produced arguments which they could spread broadly because the cost of access to that spread was low. But that cost changed dramatically, where by the time of the Civil War, the cost in current dollars of running a newspaper was about $2.5 million.
Once commercialized, newspapers became a one-directional medium, no longer benefiting from the contributions of everyone.
In the 1920s, radio was a common technology, in the sense that an extraordinary range of people were radio broadcasters. Political speech, social speech, religious speech was common in this space. And when people began to think that they could make commercial radio function through advertising, the Federal Communications Commission began to implement a very different idea about how radio would function.
We must make sure that the United States is sound economically, socially, and politically.
Working with business and government, the spectrum was allocated in a way that made it so only the few could get access to the spectrum. By the mid-1930s, NBC and CBS would be responsible for an astounding 97% of nighttime broadcasting.
And people lost their ability to create radio, and it too became a one-directional medium.
Now, in both cases, what I'm describing here is an exogenous technological change that initially produces an explosion of democratic speech. And this innovative, uncontrolled speech threatens. And those threatened then react. They react to take a culture that had been unlocked by this exogenous technological change and relock it.
So what's the catch with the Internet? Your connection.
By the year 2006, our research shows that 86 million households should have been wired with fiber, i.e. the majority of the United States. The reason why it didn't get built? Because none of the regulators stepped up to the plate and kept held the phone companies accountable.
Phone companies took $25 billion in tax write-offs while revenues soared 128%. But they didn't build the fiber network they promised.
Call waiting, call forwarding, caller ID cost about a penny to offer. They charge $5.30. All of that is profit now. Under the old regime, they would have to return all the extra money. They wouldn't be allowed to keep these profits.
Under the old regulations, the phone companies were required to pour those profits back into their networks.
Instead, they've been planning an entirely different system. By the time fiber speeds finally get to the home, they want to be in control of the ways you can use it. Their first step was removing net neutrality in 2005.
Since August of 2005, telephone company executives have been saying, there are pipes. We built those pipes. We have a right to create the rules for those pipes.
The phone companies now say they're going to build a new network of internet service that will be even better than the one they promised in the 90s, but never produced. Once again, though, they want something in return. They want control, not just over the copper wires and fiber optic cables, but control over the internet itself.
Freedom of connection with any application to any party is the fundamental social basis of the internet. And now it's the basis of the society we've built on the internet.
Phone and cable companies want to become traffic controllers so that not only can they continue to charge for internet access, but they can also charge fees for particular media files as they enter and leave the internet.
The consumers pay and the content providers pay. They're getting paid on both ends and they just want to get paid again.
You know who won't be able to pay the freight? The little guys. And we'll be killing the future of innovation.
And like with newspaper and radio, this additional commercialization might cause it to also become a one-directional medium.
One estimate is that 60% of the content on the internet is produced by people, not corporations. You look at commercial TV, zero. Radio, 5% talk radio. Newspapers, occasional op-ed maybe, or a letter to the editor. 99% of the content in those three traditional media are from corporations. The internet has turned that on its head. If your video clips don't work, or your video clips can't reach lots of people, you will then be at a disadvantage. So they have put their thumb on that scale of democracy.
The concept of net neutrality, I'm not even sure what that means.
Net neutrality is this. If I pay to connect to the net with a given quality of service, and you pay to connect to the net with the same or a higher quality of service, then you and I can communicate across the net with that quality of service. That's all.
What is their new vision for the future?
Confused by all the options the World Wide Web had to offer? Don't worry, we've made all the choices for you. Dozens of sites and services await you.
They want the internet to function much more like television.
Have you ever watched the movie you wanted to? The minute you wanted to? You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
It'll be their highway. That's what they say.
Democratic Representative Ed Markey has been standing up for us against these companies.
Now, what did the telephone companies have to do with inventing the internet? Nothing. The browser? Nothing. The World Wide Web? Nothing. What have they had to do with the internet from the beginning of time? Nothing!
Well, there is a kind of war going on around the United States. It's a battle of citizens who are fed up.
Net neutrality, an issue which is going to fundamentally change the nature of the internet forever.
This will mean a concentration of the ownership of the nation's media outlets.
All of the independent media on the internet is going to get shut down.
It'll be their highway. That's what they say.
That is a threat to our democracy.
We got a serious problem.
That's the regulation of the mass communication.
My future's at stake, man.
I thought this was a free country.
I'm only 15.
I thought we had freedom of speech.
Is that they want to deliver their own content, so there's a sort of a huge conflict of interest.
You have the keys to communication in your hands. You are responsible for whether we hear
right now. We're all rolling up our sleeves and stomping our feet and making a huge ruckus about this.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
You will not be allowed to sell out the internet to companies like AT&T without a huge public backlash. If Congress guts net neutrality, independent music and news sites would be choked off. Consumer choice will be limited, and the internet will become a private toll road auctioned off by companies like AT&T.
Emails to everybody that I know.
This is in regards to supporting network neutrality. Just let him know that I think this is an issue that's probably going to have a big say in young voters. And
thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.